Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here. And welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today, we're diving into something that's super important in our hyper-connected world. Creating healthy boundaries with technology. Ever feel like your phone has become a bit of an overbearing roommate? You know, the one who constantly needs attention, demands your time, and never seems to let you catch a break? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world where we're bombarded with notifications, updates, and endless scrolling. It's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex and lose track of real life. But fear not, my friends, because setting healthy boundaries with technology is totally achievable. And trust me, once you do, your sanity, and maybe even your social life, will thank you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your digital well-being. First off, awareness is key. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know where you stand. Track your screen time for a week. Pay attention to how often you reach for your phone, what apps consume the most of your time, and how those tech moments make you feel. You might be surprised by the results. It's like that old adage, you can't manage what you don't measure. Next up, define your priorities. What truly matters to you? Spending quality time with loved ones? Engaging in hobbies that bring you joy? Focusing on personal growth? Once you identify your non-negotiables, it becomes easier to carve out tech-free time for the things that actually matter. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a good book or having a meaningful conversation? Protect those moments like gold. Now, let's talk about scheduled disconnection. Just like you schedule appointments with your doctor or your hairdresser, schedule regular tech breaks. Maybe it's an hour every evening to unwind and reconnect with yourself, a full day on the weekend dedicated to exploring the outdoors, or even just leaving your phone in another room during meals. Remember, it's not about being completely unplugged all the time, but rather about creating intentional pockets of tech-free space where you can recharge and be present. And speaking of presence, be mindful of your triggers. What social media platforms or apps tend to suck you in and leave you feeling drained? Maybe it's that endless newsfeed that leaves you feeling anxious, or the comparison game that makes you feel inadequate. Once you identify your triggers, you can make conscious choices about how much time you spend on them. Remember, you have the power to curate your digital experience. Finally, don't be afraid to say no. It's okay to decline requests for instant communication or set expectations around when you'll respond to emails or messages. You don't have to be constantly available 24/7. Remember, it's about finding a balance that works for you and respecting your own needs. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're trying to enjoy a family dinner. Everyone's catching up, sharing stories, and laughing, a beautiful moment of connection. But then someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. Suddenly, the mood shifts. The conversation becomes stilted, and everyone feels disconnected. This is a classic example of how technology can disrupt real-life interactions if we don't set boundaries. Remember, creating healthy boundaries with technology isn't about rejecting technology altogether. It's about using it intentionally and consciously. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus so you can live a more fulfilling and authentic life. So what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Track your screen time, define your priorities, schedule some tech-free time, be mindful of your triggers, and don't hesitate to say no when necessary. You've got this. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear it too. Join the conversation on social media and let me know what your biggest takeaway is from today's episode. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced and beautiful digital life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.